All this week, we've been exploring how the economy could affect voter attitudes ahead of this year's presidential election. It's part of NPR's We the Voters series, focusing on the issues that matter to you. And today, we're going to talk about inflation and food prices, something that impacts everyone's budget. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, food prices rose by 25% from 2019 to 2023. And according to a report from Purdue University, a majority of consumers expect food prices to keep rising in the coming year. The lead author on that report is Joseph Balogtas, a professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. Welcome.
Hi, Elsa. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. So, all right, the majority of consumers are predicting rising food prices. And yeah, we definitely saw a hike in food prices during and after the pandemic. But what is actually happening right now with food and grocery prices? Are things as bad as some consumers fear?
So the Bureau of Labor Statistics just 2 weeks ago released its latest inflation data from the Consumer Price Index. Food prices in March were 2.2% higher than they were in March 2023. So a 2.2% increase in food prices over the past year.
And how bad is that?
That is relatively low, low relative to the food price inflation that we've seen over the past 2 years. Food price inflation peaked in the summer of 2022. At about 10 or 11% per year, and has been coming down regularly, has been under 3% in 2024, and is at its lowest point, 2.2%, that we've seen since end of 2021.
Yeah. And it being 2024 now, an election year, your report, it also looked at how people's political leanings affect their view of inflation, right? I'm so curious what you saw there.
Yeah, so we ask people in our monthly survey to tell us how food prices have changed over the past year. Mm-hmm. And it gives us a measure of perceived inflation that we could compare to the CPI. And interestingly, for the last 8 months, consumers have been reporting price inflation in the range of 6 and 7%, well above what food price inflation has been, according to the CPI.
And how did that pessimism break down according to political affiliation?
It's not only a political issue. Both Democrats and Republicans tell us inflation is higher over the last year than what we're seeing in the CPI. But Republicans are reporting inflation that's almost a percentage point and a half higher than Democrats. So Republicans are telling us 7.3% higher, Democrats 5.7% higher.
Okay. Regardless, though, both sides are overstating food inflation. Why do you think that is? Why do you think consumers across the board seem to be overestimating how much food prices are going up?
It could be that consumers, they're not measuring prices relative to exactly a year ago, which is what the Bureau of Labor Statistics does when it reports 2.2% inflation. So they might be looking at a longer time horizon. They might be thinking back to a time, you know, remember when such and, you know, egg prices were such and such.
Right.
We don't necessarily live in 1 month and 12 month increments like the CPI is reported.
And how much do you sense food prices drive the way voters actually vote?
Yeah, well, so I think the economy in general affects presidential elections. I think, you know, we haven't seen food price inflation like this in an election year in some time. And so I'm not quite sure how to predict how that would be. But I think if price inflation in general were to increase again over the coming 6 months, I think that'd be bad for the incumbent.
And as we get closer and closer to November, do you expect food prices specifically to be a major thing that all the candidates will be talking about?
I'd say that most of the drivers of higher food prices have gone away. The one that's lingered is high labor costs. And so we see sustained higher prices or faster inflation in items that are labor intensive, including restaurant meals and packaged foods. So we're going to see higher food prices in some items. I don't think, and I certainly don't hope that we return to the fast food price inflation that we saw last year or the year before.
Joseph Balogtas, professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
And tomorrow, we get an update on student debt forgiveness and how young voters are feeling about it. It's all part of an NPR series called We the Voters, which explores the issues that matter to you this election year.